are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. Welcome to 2020, everyone. It's a new year, and we just finished a three-part History of Mod, Post-Mod Era special, which was great. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, go to on-target.podomatic.com and have a listen. It's really interesting because some of the highest amount of responses and views I've had for images on Instagram have come from these three shows, but the lowest amount of downloads came from those three shows. I've had no feedback, so I don't know what you guys think about it. I had a couple of people say they liked the first one. That was it. And as much as I enjoyed doing that, I gotta tell you, I am so excited about getting back to what I've been doing for the last 5.5 years. All the roots of everything that we've been listening to over the last 3 weeks. And this is what On Target is all about.
Listen at this here. I want y'all to do. I want you to meet me down at Soulville. Tonight. We got something cooking. Tonight. Oh, meet me down at Soulville. And everything'll be alright. Let's get together. And let the good time roll. Something
Starting to feel the electricity from this amazing music that I love so much, and I hope you do too. Started everything off with Little Joe Cook, Meet Me Down in Soulville. Great way to start this year, start the show. That's on the OK label. After that, the Chantels with an answer song to Ray Charles's Hit the Road Jack called Well I Told You. That's written by Richie Barrett, and that's Richie Barrett doing his best Ray Charles impression. The record's credited to the Chantels with Sammy Lowe Orchestra, and one of the Chantels was Yvonne Fair, who went on to work with James Brown, did some awesome funk. And I finished that set off with Otis Redding, a track called Look at the Girl, a song that appeared on his third posthumous album. Otis Redding died in a plane crash in December of 1967, but through that year he recorded so much material that he had 3 LPs worth of songs that came out after his death. And Steve Cropper from Booker T and the MGs made it his personal goal to see that all the material was true to what Otis would have wanted. It's incredible. His first album came out in 1964 and he died in 1967. Such a short career, but such an impact.
Keep on grooving, gonna keep on grooving, gonna keep on grooving, 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 my pretty little girl. She's the sweetest thing in the whole wide world. She used to belong to my best friend. He asked me to quit her so he could get her again. I told him,
finest keepin', losers weepin',
I ain't gonna quit her. So he
better forget her.
That's it. When he had her, he didn't treat her right. He used to leave her all alone at night. Now I ain't moving, no, not any. I'm gonna stick as close to that girl as 19 is to 20. So brother,
finest keepin',
losers weepin', I ain't gonna quit her. So you better forget her. That's it, son. Oh, hey, hey. Happiness, it's so hard to find, but I got it with this little girl of mine. Good things come to those who wait. I saw my chance, brother, I didn't hesitate. My friend,
finest keeper,
and a little weaker. I ain't gonna quit her, so you
can't forget her.
That's it. Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Finest keeper.
I ain't gonna quit her, so you better forget her. Kiss it. Trying to tell you something. Don't get mad at me. Lord knows I don't mean no harm, but I think you ought to know.
Started off there with C. Smalls and Company, a track called Keep On Groovin' on A&M. As far as I can tell, the only record by them. After that, Johnny Little John from Memphis, Tennessee. He used to play with Howlin' Wolf and Jimmy Reed, and then he became a soloist. That track's called Can't Be Still. The track I ended up with is a really interesting one. It's by Ray Charles, called Finders Keepers, Losers Weepers. And it was on the album Ray Charles Doing His Thing. And the only place it came out on a 7-inch was in South America. Now, I found it a year ago on Discogs, ordered it from Brazil. It never came. The guy who sold it to me wouldn't give me my money back. I was upset. Fast forward to December 2019, and what arrives in the mail? But this 7-inch. And I keep saying 7-inch because it actually spins at 33 and a third. It's on the Fermata label. It does say ABC Records on the label. I guess in Brazil, ABC is called Fermata.
Thank you. You've left and I'm so sad. You're all the world I knew. I think of all the things we've done and we could do. How could you leave me down like this? You know I'll always need your kiss. It's such a shame. Who's to blame? It's me, it's me. Of all the girls I've known, there's none that's been like you. No matter how I put you down, you've still been true. But now you've changed, you're not the same, and it's too late to get you back again. I've been a fool, what could I do? You're gone, you're gone. You've left and I'm so sad. You're all the world I knew. I think of all the things we've done and we've been through. But now you've changed, you're not the same, and it's too late to get you back again. I've been a fool, what can I do? You're gone, you're gone.
En me réveillant, c'était évident. Je me suis rappelé qu'hier tu m'as quitté. Et un autre gars dansait mieux que moi. Le docteur m'a dit, Oli mon ami. Et pour empirer le drame, j'ai reçu ton télégramme. Ton adieu m'a fait si mal, je suis retombé dans les étoiles. Non, je n'irai plus jamais dans ce club où tu aimais danser. Western Union, maintenant je dois t'oublier. Je ne dois plus souffrir, sinon je vais en mourir. Mais je n'irai plus jamais dans ce club où tu aimais danser.
One of the greatest garage bands out of the Pacific Northwest, the Wailers, track called Mashi on the Canadian Imperial label. After that, a band that tried to sell themselves as an American band from Minnesota on the Studio City label. They called themselves The Action, not to be confused with the mod band from the UK called The Action. But in Tom Tourville's book, Minnesota Rocked, the band is located in Duluth. However, it seems that most of the band members were actually from Canada. Various cities such as Vancouver, British Columbia, Brandon, and Winnipeg, Manitoba. Finished everything off with a French-Canadian version of Western Union, originally done by the American Four. This was Les Misérables on the Jupiter label.
I got rhythm all ball in my shoe. South from the side of the blue. Well, come on, baby, come along with me and get this little taste of soul. I say, get this little taste of soul. Well, before you grow too old, we all can have a little thing that grows. You can come and ask me, girls, and shell it. I got pills where it's supposed to be. If you wanna come and ask a soul like me, come on, baby, come along with me. Get this little taste of soul.
Everything that I possess, not one true friend can be found, and your dream falls to pieces. Girl, I'll prove that it's all worthwhile. Turn your teardrop into a smile. Just let my love
be
when you are alone. Over your head and three meals on the table. Not one teardrop will you shed, long as I'm alive, darling and able. When your trouble gets hard to bear and you wonder, does anybody care? Just let my love
be
your shelter. I'll be right there beside you to protect you and guide you. And it'll be alright. Let it be your shelter when you're lost and you can't find your way. Let it be your shelter to protect you each and every day. When you need me, darling, I'll understand. Just reach out, girl, and take my hand. Let my love, you don't have to feel ashamed. Just call out my name, darling, it'll be alright. Let my love be your shelter, darling.
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Maude Radio UK. That's maudradiouk.net. The track at the top of that set was Sugar Pie DeSanto, Little Taste of Soul, which she wrote, and it came out on the Wax label in 1962. It's credited as Sugar Pie DeSanto featuring the Nat Hendricks Band. It came out also on the Gendonson's label, and there's a lot of debate on 45 Cat as to whether or not that was a 1964 recording, because the recording is actually different. I followed that up by flipping over the record that I started the show off with, which was Little Joe Cook, and this track is called You Make Me Want to Cry on OK, proving that this is a double-sided masterpiece. Finished everything off with The Tams, another double-sided masterpiece. This time I will play the flip next week. The track I played is called Shelter, and that's on the ABC label.
Left you sad and all alone, all by yourself.
All by yourself.
And you say you'll never give your heart again and let it be torn apart by anyone else. But don't be afraid, for I won't harm you. Raise your head and you'll see. Wishing wells and falling stars.
Falling stars.
You've opened your eyes and finally seen all of life's hard realities and speeding cars. But don't be afraid, I won't let them harm you. Raise your head and accept this love I offer you. Among the stars, and love will be wherever we are, just as long as we are there.
Some gorgeous Northern Soul bookending some gritty R&B funk, starting off with a track that only came out on LP. The LP is called Tailor Made Soul. It's Bobby Taylor on the Gordy label. Very expensive record and full of amazing music. So that track's called Don't Be Afraid. But next week I'm going to play a couple more tracks off of this album, which I think you'll really dig as well. I followed that up with the Chambers Brothers, a track called Uptown, all about Harlem. Gritty and raw and fantastic. Makes me want to go to Harlem and eat soul food. Finished everything off with Betty Swan, Victim of a Foolish Heart. As it says on the label, recorded at the home of the Muscle Shoals sound. So it was recorded at Fame Studios, released on Atlantic. We'll be right back.
number race because the case sets the pace. But don't you know that baggies are out and you know the tickets are in. Shaggy Baggy Joe, Shaggy Baggy Joe. Well, poor Joe was quite unhappy because he hadn't many friends. Shaggy Baggy Joe. One day a girl said, look here, daddy, your passage is the end. She said, you see,
solid block of Canadian goodness. Starting off with Blakewood Castle, a track called Sweet Love on the Franklin label. After that, The Chantels. Now, if you remember earlier on in the show, in fact, in the first segment, I played a band called The Chantels with their answer song to Hit the Road, Jack. Now, this is totally different band. Canadian band from Montreal. When they record in French, they call themselves Les Chantels. The track I played is called Shaggy Baggy Joe. That's on the MW label. And I think I'm going to have to pull out the Translator 2000 here. I played an amazing French soul garage track by a band called Les Macadam, or possibly Les MacAdams, which I think would be kind of cool, on the Sonore label. The name of the track is...
Il Fougue Secas.
There you have it. What she said. It translates to, it has to break. Look, it's got a beat. I can dance to it. I give it a 9 out of 10.
Here it is, another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. How I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Well, now I got in town about a month ago, and I've seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them, but as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here it is, another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I've got some money 'cause I just got paid. How I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Who looks so fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here it is, another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money 'cause I just got paid. Oh, I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way.
Chain, chain, gang, gang, gang.
I love Lou Rawls' voice, and I love Sam Cooke. And what better than Lou Rawls singing Sam Cooke? Bring It On Home is the name of that record. It's, I guess you could call it an EP. It's a 7-inch, 33 and a third jukebox only record. So it was only sent to jukebox operators with a tri-fold-out sleeve that had 20 jukebox tear-out cards and 6 small album covers, all on perforated lines. It has 3 songs on each side, and all the songs are by Sam Cooke, and it's like a mini sampler version of Lou Rawls' album Bring It On Home and other Sam Cooke hits. It's a Capitol Records Creative Products record. Oh, I feel like I'm home again. This is where we're supposed to be, isn't it, guys? Like, this is what this show is all about, and this is what we're gonna continue doing. I'm gonna leave you off now with a Northern Soul instrumental from Toronto, Ontario, on the Yorkville label. It's called Don't Make Promises, probably by a band called The Stitch in Time, because the flip side is called New Dawn by The Stitch in Time. This is an instrumental, and it just says instrumental. Possibly the house band for Yorkville. I couldn't tell you, but it was definitely a spin in Northern Soul clubs in the UK. This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.